It is a pleasure to be joined by Laura Rutledge of the SEC Network. The last time you watched a sporting event that wasn't on HD?
Oh, man. That had to be at least 5 years ago, maybe. And I tell you what, we're so spoiled now.
We are!
If you load up your TV or, you know, you start flipping through a hotel TV and it's not in HD and you got the SD deal going, it's almost unwatchable.
Is it SD or just D?
It might just be D or negative D.
Negative D.
Looking at it, I'm like, that's not very good.
It'll give you a headache. It is the technology version of, I couldn't imagine how we watch the primitive football game without the first down line.
People are too stupid for that, right? All of us.
We need
to be able to see that.
Right.
All right, Laura, let's do a little background here. I want to, because you used to be with Florida's Scout site, is that correct?
I did work for scout.com. I covered the SEC for .com right out of school. So
okay.
That was
now, did
in
you
2011.
Go, okay, did you go to Florida?
I did.
Okay,
I
so
did.
You're a Gator grad and worked with Scout. How did it take us from there to how you landed at the SEC Network?
Yeah, it's sort of bizarre, but I covered the SEC for scout.com right out of school and did a lot of radio work, actually, and that was kind of my in with Fox Sports at the time. Did some Major League Baseball for a couple years, Tampa Bay Rays and then San Diego Padres, and then in 2014, I found out, and I had been hearing about the SEC Network being created, and I thought, there's nothing more perfect. There's nothing that I would love to do more, and at that point, had some experience doing sideline in the Big 12 and Pac-12, and so just begged and begged for somebody to hire me at SEC Network. I think they got so sick of me sending emails. Had my interview, actually, for SEC Network in the Atlanta airport, and then somehow they decided to hire me. It was a very small contract, but just gave me an opportunity, and so ever since, I've just trying to work as hard as I can, and just very thankful for all the opportunities.
All right. Obviously, it's a great honor for you. It's a great opportunity. But it, like every job, there are the high moments and the low moments. And you can be watching the SEC Network. They can have a hoop game on, and then they'll go to the studio, and you're working a late night. I mean, I'm curious, what's the best part of the job and what's the bottom of it?
I think the best part is just the constant ability to tell stories and being trusted with telling those stories by student athletes and by coaches and being able to truly represent what these programs are and what they bring to the table. There's just no conference better than the SEC. And so getting to know some of these people has been just a real joy and covering so many different sports because obviously football is king, but we cover everything throughout the year. I would say that, yeah, there are definitely some late nights. We make those fun, though, at SEC Network. We have all kinds of fun games that we'll play when we're stuck in the studio until, like, 3 a.m. Baseball season is one of the worst because we'll have rain delays and who knows what, extra innings. And before you know it, you're looking at the clock and it's 3 a.m. and you still got another hour of TV to do. So those times can be a little trying, but we are fortunate to work with so many great people. And you guys know how that is. When you like who you work with, it makes it better. I would say, too, I mean, the travel is challenging. Like my current suitcase weighs about 70 pounds and I haven't been home since before the Women's College World Series. So that was back in early June, basically. And that's just the way it goes. You know, you're on the road constantly.
What's your caffeine of choice when it's 3 a.m. like you're talking about?
That's a great question. I usually around 3 a.m. I'd go with just like a Diet Coke because I'm thinking hopefully I'm going to get to sleep at some point. But lots of iced coffee this time of year. And then otherwise, you know, I got to put some cream in it, though. My husband kills me on it because he just wants it black. I can't do it that way.
God bless him. God bless him. That's the way. That's the way the Lord intended coffee.
Right. That's what he says.
That's the way the Lord intended coffee to be drunk.
You got it. You got to take it. You know, simple, and that's what he likes. I got to put something sweet in there, and you know, do it that way. But good.
You mentioned the great opportunity you have to tell the stories, and I'm curious what your first reaction to this question, because it's probably the right one. What was your favorite story you've told?
Wow. Actually, my favorite story that I've ever told happened this past year at the Women's College World Series, and it had to do with an LSU softball player named Bailey Landry. She was named after that baby Bailey, who, if you remember the tragedy of the Oklahoma City bombing, there was a photograph that came out of a firefighter holding a baby who had passed away. Her name was Bailey. And so her parents, Bailey Landry's parents, saw that photo. Her mom was pregnant at the time, decided to name their child Bailey. And just because of softball, they've continued to go back to Oklahoma City every year that she's been playing at LSU. And so going to the Oklahoma City Memorial. Anyway, we tracked down the mother of that baby Bailey and had them meet. And it was the first time that the mother had ever met any child that was named after her daughter who had passed away at age one. So that was a story that felt just bigger than sports. Right. And it was one of those moments where, you know, we were able to just step back and watch the whole thing happen. And it was really neat to experience.
That LSU team was unbelievably fun because you told the story of the grandparents.
Oh, my goodness.
That yep. followed them, that retired, and they had the RV. And,
yeah.
I may have been the only one watching it, but because I have enjoyed SEC softball. I can't help it.
SEC softball is fun, I tell you what. And it's going to continue to be good. They'll continue to be many teams in Oklahoma City year in and year out.
And you went to Florida, but is that one of the untold ripple effects of how much the football revenue? You look at all the other programs now, whether it's Auburn Equestrian or yeah. swimming at another school. I mean, everything is kind of branching out into a success and an expectation of success.
Yeah, we're seeing, obviously, with the revenue from football, the revenue from basketball at some schools really benefit other sports. I would also say Title IX factors into women's sports, which has been great for the women's side of things and giving these women an opportunity to get scholarship, especially when, you know, like in baseball, I think we need to improve the scholarship situation there. But those guys do have an opportunity to play professionally and make a great living for themselves. In softball, you're kind of done after college. So it's been unique to see just the success that not only football has brought, but other sports have brought to allow other athletes to have opportunity.
All right, before we let you go, SEC East, Gators, Vols, Bulldogs, who you like?
I'm going Bulldogs right now, and I just think their defense makes the difference. And who's returning on that side of the ball, coupled with Kirby Smart's great defensive prowess, and finally having some time to really get this team where he wanted to. I was at one of their spring practices when he had first gotten there, and all he was doing is screaming, intensity, be tougher, you know, and now they're finally doing that. And I think this is such a physical league, you're going to have to bring that to the table. I do expect Jacob Eason to take a step up offensively, and I think they've got some weapons. Got to get tight end Isaac Knott a little more involved, and maybe that can become more of an element. You know, their run game's going to be good with Chubb and Michelle coming back. So I'm going to go with Georgia, but I'm not sleeping on Florida and maybe not even Tennessee. I mean, I was really impressed with what Butch Jones said. I think Butch Jones has gotten caught in the cliche game a little bit before at SEC Media Days. I thought we saw a more real and honest and humble Butch Jones. And I think while there are some million question marks on this team, they do have experience on the offensive line, which is a crucial point. This league is won and lost in the trenches, and I could see Tennessee being more of a factor than people think.
If I said over or under 500 marriage proposals from the stands, are you going over or under?
Definitely under. I mean, okay. Thank goodness, you know, I think people oftentimes, if they're going to ask for somebody's hand in marriage, they don't usually do it from that standpoint. And also it helps that I am married, so people
right,
are like
right.
a little more hesitant. But I appreciate the compliment if anybody does it. I'm like, wow, you know, if you want to commit to life with me and you don't even know me, I mean, that must be big. So, yeah, I would definitely take the under there.
Well, Laura, listen, congratulations on what all you've accomplished so far in a relatively short time. And as someone who's watched the SEC Network, you have more than held your own against the Greg McElroys and Booger McFarlands of the world. So
they better watch out.
So kudos to that, and thank you so much for joining us here on Press Row.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, back with more when we come back. Georgia football coach Kirby Smart will join us here on Press Row. You're listening. Press Row, as we broadcast today from the Winfrey Hotel at SEC Media Days, brought to you by Ruby Falls and the Zipstream Aerial Adventure. You're listening to ESPN 105.1, The Zone.